Ian McCaughan was 13 when the war broke out, but like everybody else, he was expected to do his bit for the war effort. He lived at the Pines, 133 Forest Avenue, before Carey Park was even thought of.
People used to have to make sure that they had everything blacked out. If you opened the door at night, you made sure you had to have the light out that was inside before you opened the door, because if you didn't, you were liable to a fine. And the cars had a mask on the headlights, and this mask had three slots in it so that it showed enough light downward when you were driving along, just to keep you on the road, in other words. Later on, when the Japanese entered things, they got really serious. Where I lived, the back of my place, was all bush. There was no such things as any housing at all there. And sometime in the middle of the night, along came the artillery, and they bedded in six 45-pounders along our back fence. I was one of the air spotters, and we used to have a hut up near the high school hill and take shift work, spend a few hours, you know, just hanging around, watching and looking, and reporting on the cloud situation. We never, ever got anything that, you know, flew over so that we could report, but we were there. That was when things were pretty serious, because they said, well, we've got to have somebody to keep a coast watch. And this is virtually what it was. They had these air spotters at strategic places. I was a telegram boy in those days. They used to get the telegrams over the Morse code. We had a little pouch and put the telegram in and got on their push bikes. And the one sad thing that I remember, because we always knew what was on the telegram, and I had to deliver this to the lady to say that her husband had been killed. It was a tragic thing to have to do. But, I mean, you can't say anything because you're not allowed to know, but just to hand it to her. That's how they used to do it in those days, you know. Telegram from the war office. Your job was to deliver the telegram, and that's it. Back to the office and get the next one. Yeah, it was terrible. I suppose I was sort of just old enough to realise the importance of what was happening there then.
Ian McCaughan enlisted in the army on the 13th of May 1946 and was part of the British Commonwealth Occupation Forces in Japan. He was demobbed in May 1948.